Seven-time deportee sentenced, CBP uncovers illegals and drugs packed into vehicles. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Thursday, May 2, 2019. It appears that nothing will deter an illegal alien who wants to get into the United States, whether to work illegally and sign up for welfare, or improve the prospects of success in a criminal career. Nor does it appear that the illegal alien invasion, now occurring with buses and tractor trailers shipping illegals en masse to southwest border, will end anytime soon. Thus, it does appear that nothing short of a wall can protect the United States from colonization by penniless Central Americans. Nor will anything short of searching every vehicle arriving at ports of entry inhibit the drug trade. The border is open, and the illegals and drug runners know it. Seven-time deportee. On April 26, a federal judge sentenced Luis Albert Delora Serna, 40, to 21 months in federal prison. The Mexican pleaded guilty on January 11 to possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, Immigration and Customs Enforcement reported. He'll spend 21 months in prison and 2 years on supervised release. Why was Delora Serna a prohibited person? Because he's a drug user and dealer with a conviction for domestic violence. He is also a seven-time deportee. Depending on an alien's criminality. ICE reported, an alien who re-enters the United States after having been previously deported commits a felony punishable by up to 20 years in federal prison. If convicted, question is, then what? As The New American reported last week, authorities in Tennessee arrested a Memphis man in connection with the beating death of an infant. But the suspect who killed the little boy, police allege, on learning another man was the father, wasn't from Memphis. Immigration cops had deported him 5 times to no avail. He was, in fact, a Honduran man. Now, a child is dead because the federal government can't control the border, largely thanks to Democrats who want to keep it open. They know which way Memphis men vote. The open border is not only an invitation for dangerous criminals but also for people smugglers. At the Laredo sector border on Monday, border agents nailed a tractor trailer packed with illegal aliens. Agents encountered a tractor trailer in the primary inspection area. Customs and Border Protection reported. A canine search disclosed concealed narcotics and/or humans in the vehicle. Then border agents found the 66 illegals, which included 2 kids, who were nationals of Ecuador, Guatemala, and Mexico with no legal right to be in the United States. The driver was a U.S. citizen. The night before, CBP reported, border agents at the Eagle Pass station caught an illegal Mexican wanted for kidnapping and extortion in Mexico. Agents recognized 31-year-old Juan José Reyna Mascoro from a lookout released by Mexican officials. Reyna Mascoro was declared a fugitive by Mexican government officials for removing an ankle monitor after he was released from prison. Happily, CBP sent him back to Mexico. Drugs galore. Along with the illegal aliens come drugs. Lots of them. 4 seizures this week took $6.7 million in dangerous drugs off the streets. At Nogales, border agents hauled in 268 pounds of heroin, fentanyl, and methamphetamine in 3 seizures. On Thursday, when agents stopped a woman for a vehicle inspection, a canine search detected drugs, CBP reported. Officers confiscated 90 packages of drugs, 78 pounds of meth worth nearly $233,000, 18 pounds of heroin worth $489,000, and 4 pounds of fentanyl worth more than $56,000. On Friday, border agents found more drugs when they searched a Hyundai SUV belonging to a 48-year-old Mexican and his 43-year-old wife. Another canine alert led to the discovery of 42 pounds of fentanyl worth $573,000, 83 pounds of heroin worth $2.2 million, and 4 pounds of meth worth $11,000. On Sunday, CBP reported, yet another canine inspection, this time of an Infiniti sedan, uncovered 34 pounds of meth worth nearly $102,000 and 6 pounds of fentanyl worth about $79,000. The value of those 3 seizures was $3.7 million. Sunday's other big seizure occurred at the Juarez-Lincoln International Bridge. A border agent stopped a 2002 Chevy 2500 pickup at the border and sent it for a secondary inspection, the agency reported. The canine and non-intrusive imaging inspections uncovered 194 pounds of liquid meth worth $2.7 million. According to the National Center for Health Statistics at the Centers for Disease Control, 70,237 Americans died of drug overdoses in 2017, an increase of 316% from the 16,849 who died of overdoses in 1999. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.